Hawkwill went straight up to the sick bay, where he was confronted by Sister Atrata.
And where, pray, do you think you are off to, sir?
The young hedgehog tottered slightly and yawned.
We beg your pardon, sister. But we came to see how my pal Gorath is. I'd like to visit him, if I may.
Hawkwill leaned up against the door, eyes drooping. The good sister shook her head pityingly.
Oh, my, just look at yourself, Master Prink. Almost snoring on your paws. A sound sleep wouldn't harm you, I'm thinking. I had to put your friend in the little side room since word got round the abbey that we had a badger visiting us. I couldn't leave him lying on the floor of Great Hall in full view because the whole population of Redwall wants to see Gorath. So, I've hidden him in my private side room. There's an extra bed in there that you can use.
Hawkwill was about to protest, but the sister ushered him into the little room.
There, that's better than sleeping in wine cellar barrels. Take these warm towels and dry the rain off. Hush now, your friend's still asleep. You can speak to him later when you've had your rest.
Sister Atrata left quietly. Hawkwill blinked in the dimly lit room. He opened one window shutter as he dried himself on the warm, soft towels he had been given. Gorath lay on the big bed, motionless. It was hard to tell whether he was sleeping or unconscious. Hawkwill snuggled beneath the counterpane on the small bed, staring across at his friend. The young badger seemed even more gigantic stretched out there. Though he looked haggard and ill from his shocking ordeal at the paws of Vizca Longtooth and his crew, his face was drawn and hollow-cheeked, with the huge red scar on his brow appearing like an angry scarlet flame. On the bed beside him, still gripped in one paw, was Tongue, his pitchfork. Even though he knew Gorath could not hear him, Hawkwill murmured reassuringly to his sleeping friend.
Rest easy, mate. You're safe inside Redwall Abbey now, and I'm here to see you come to no harm. Guess what? They've made me an officer of the Wall Guard. I spent all night out on the battlements watching for that fox and his scurvy crew. They didn't show a whisker. As soon as I've had a little rest, I'll be back up on that wall with Skipper, Formole and Mr. Tips. Father Abbott ordered us to take a break, you see. There's a relief guard on at the moment. At least, I hope there is.
The young hedgehog turned away from Gorath, gazing out into the still drizzling morn. From the window, he had a clear view of the northwest wall corner. It was well guarded by relief sentries. Beyond the ramparts, Hawkwill could see some flatlands, the ditch running alongside the path and a portion of mossflower woodland. He lay watching for any movement outside the abbey, talking softly to himself.
I know you're out there, Fox.
Oi, you best stay out there if you know what's good for you. Redwall isn't an easy nut to crack. It's made of stone and guarded by brave beasts.
The young hedgehog's voice trailed off. His eyelids dropped. Sleep had overcome his weariness.